Now that the dust has settled, we've had a little time to step back and see what the Chiefs have done this offseason. Now that free agency and the NFL draft are over, we can look at how the roster is shaping up and will look different heading into 2015. That started back in free agency. The Chiefs made a concerted effort to bolster the offensive line. They traded with the New Orleans Saints for two-time Pro Bowler Ben Grubbs, also signing veteran Paul Fanica, and then in the draft, in the second round, taking Missouri's Mitch Morse, a versatile guy that really fits what Andy Reid likes to do with his athletic offensive linemen. But then they also added playmakers, in particular with the signing of free agent wide receiver Jeremy Maclin, had a career year last year for the Eagles with over 1,300 yards and 10 touchdowns. And then on the defensive side of the ball, drafting Washington cornerback Marcus Peters in the first round with that number 18 pick, had 8 interceptions over the last 2 years, has made a habit of making game-changing plays, which fits in well with the Chiefs defense that only had 13 takeaways last year, which ranked them tied for last in the NFL. Plus all of the quality depth that they added. You look at the third round pick, Steven Nelson, a cornerback out of Oregon State, a great special teams player, is going to mix in the defensive backfield. Plus the two speedy linebackers they took in the mid rounds in Georgia's Ramiq Wilson and DJ Alexander out of Oregon State. Now all these rookies will get together at the end of this week for the Chiefs rookie minicamp. It'll be the first opportunity for this entire class to get together and work together as Chiefs. They will then pick up with the veterans at the end of May as OTAs begin, and those will last for 3 weeks as everybody's gearing towards training camp at the end of July. Now, we'll have you covered every step of the way through all of this at kcchiefs.com. I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.
65 toss power trap.